All right. Well, welcome. My name is Troy Keener, the commissioner of the BCFFL, coming to you live from Soup Party Productions studio in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, on a dreary New Year's Eve.
That's correct. It is New Year's Eve afternoon.
Welcome, my co-host, owner of the IMS 1998 champion, Mike Manick. Welcome to the podcast number six, week 16 of this year.
That is correct. Only one more week to go, and I'm sure
one more to go.
The listeners are dropping off like flies.
Yeah. I haven't checked the numbers lately ever since you took out you basically.
Yeah, since 13 people.
There's our first. It's never too late in the day or too early in the day for Lion's Head. I want to thank our sponsor.
This one is apparently going to kick my ass.
You got to be careful with that one.
Lion's Head Dippa, double Indian pale ale.
In fact, the executives, exclusively point out to be careful about that one.
8.9% alcohol. Thank goodness I haven't eaten since yesterday.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
I can't do that.
Well, it's like I said, like I just mentioned, it's in the afternoon of New Year's Eve. We've had some issues this week, technical difficulties, and you would think by week 16 of the second year that we would have this down, but it seems to change quite a bit, whether my computer crashes halfway through. What's about?
It's so
look like you're really enjoying it, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm having a screwdriver? A screwdriver, yes. I'm just wanted to ease it in.
Ease into the new year?
Ease it into, I want to be careful. So we're a little bit late, but there is no games on Thursday night. As everyone knows, it's championship week. Our 31st championship game will be played starting tomorrow.
Starting Sunday.
I'm sorry, starting Sunday. It's been quite, all the days are messed up.
Absolutely.
Any plans for this evening, Mike?
No.
To celebrate New Year's 2021?
Yeah, no. I'll be asleep by 9:30.
You have to work tomorrow?
No.
Whoa. Wow, that's a little early then.
No.
You and the missus aren't going out and celebrating?
That is celebrating. We're gonna have a nice quiet evening sleeping.
Okay. Wow.
Do you have plans, Troy? I assume you're not going to be sleeping at 9:30.
No. I have dinner reservations at the club I belong to.
The club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Conestoga Country Club, local here. And we grabbed, they have a dinner, New Year's Eve dinner celebration. So we're going to be there. We were supposed to go to a party in DC area, but as you know, with COVID basically just surging everywhere, that was canceled.
Sure is. Yeah, yes, sure is.
And I mean, it's crazy. I just tested day before yesterday, but I managed to go up to New York. I was going to see a Broadway, plan on taking my daughter to a Broadway show last weekend, but few days before the show itself was canceled. So Amtrak was being so lovely in the fact that they wouldn't refund any of the money. So we went anyway. We just went up there and spent one night in New York and just kind of bounced around and had a nice dinner and took in the city but man, it's raging up there.
The city is raging?
Like, not as far as the virus itself.
It's raging all over. I think it was last week or the week before. I said, "You watch this, Carson Wentz and Cousins."
You certainly called that one.
They both came up.
Today, oh, Cousins too.
Cousins did today, which means he's definitely out because it takes five days.
I didn't hear about the Cousins.
Yeah, that was just a couple of hours ago. So
well, I mean, I think they were out of the playoffs anyway, right?
No, I don't know.
Oh,
well, they are.
Oh, yeah, they are now. Okay. I don't even know who the Minnesota backup is.
It came in McMullins. I don't know what the hell. I don't know. Some dude
who's
never
the Colts is still.
Well, it looks like Wentz is going to play because they changed all the protocols.
Well, that's good at least. That really is going to help Colts.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, but up there, it's almost reminds me of a year ago here. Couldn't go anywhere.
Right.
Masks all the time, and you had to show vaccination proof everywhere you went in every city or any restaurant. And so.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, like I said, I tested negative when I came back just to be on the safe side. But.
Yeah, I just tested negative about half hour ago.
Yes, before I could even let you in my house.
That's correct. My wife, unfortunately, tested positive a second time. But this time...
Oh, this is the second time?
Yeah.
Wow, I forgot about the first time.
No, yeah, so this is the second time, and this one, she has a fever and bad body aches, but she doesn't... she has more energy than she did the last time, and she just, hopefully... If she, once she starts feeling better, she'll be able to head back to work.
But not you. You're out there every day on the front lines with the tilapia.
That's what I do. These people got to eat, especially
right now.
Especially New Year's Eve. This is a
was it busy today?
Huge shrimp.
Oh, shrimp. It's a shrimp day.
Yeah. Huge shrimp and clams.
So you must have delivered about how many hundreds of pounds of shrimp this morning?
Oh, it was at least 300 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
I was kidding.
No.
Wow, okay. That's damn.
The big one, a lot of cocktail shrimp out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There is definitely a lot of cocktail shrimp going around tonight. So.
Yeah.
I think there's a surf and turf on this evening. I mean, I think I might even join.
Yes. Everybody really likes the seafood this holiday.
So, yeah, this is a time of looking back. What a year, huh? I mean, we started... Back in August. Well, actually, we started way, way before that with the planning of that weekend. So we met several times. It's been a long year, but here we are with one game to go. I don't know how you want to handle this, Mike. Do you want to? I just want to bring out Ed. Is proposing a rules change. It's very. I looked at right before you came. It. Pretty much the same thing as Esterly has already proposed. Ed was adamant about the keeper situation. He says that to keep a keeper, you must have drafted him and keep him on your roster the entire year. So Ed is wants that to be voted on.
Well, yeah, okay. That sounds like something that somebody else has brought up already. So that's
yeah. So it sounds like that's definitely got some momentum. And number one, we have to vote on whether or not we want to keep the keeper, which is yours.
Right.
So we will definitely. I expect some changes in that area.
Yeah, they're definitely. And Jerry didn't do anything. You said, "Oh, Jerry's gonna drop a bunch of people and screw whoever's
left." I thought he may have.
That didn't happen.
Jerry is showing some maturity, maybe.
That could be.
Maybe he's showing some.
Showing his wisdom of 55 years or whatever he is on the
air. I thought, even though he was supposed to be here last night, we made an attempt at a podcast last night, and if Jerry would have showed up, we could have had one him and I. But I didn't hear from him, so
maybe
next week for Jerry.
He's in hibernation. I think we'll hear from him
next August.
Yeah,
yeah. When he loses, he did make an attempt. He asked me what time. I just never heard another thing after that.
Oh.
But I was, I was down in Philly, and my phone was kind of hit or miss. So, But we do know now the draft picks positions number 7.
Yes.
Which is now will be big TDs, and number 8 position is the snipers.
Right.
So we know 1 through 8. And now we have bailing out and bada bing playing for positions 9 and 10 this week. And of course, championship game, which is B Team versus Mighty Heroes. Mike, do you want to go over this week's games review?
Yeah, I'd like to bring something up before we start.
Please do,
Troy. Sometimes I just reflect on things.
And, yeah, it's a good time of day. It's a good day to do it.
It is a good day to do that. Yeah. And I thought
that's what New Year's Eve is all about.
At the draft, I was some people knew that I wasn't going to take a running back right away because I believed that they'd get injured. you know, and I wanted to try, you know, since I've been drafting running backs for 30 years. And
so you're looking back on your experiment.
Yes, I'm looking back on my experiment, and I'm curious if it was, you know, if it was the right process with just the wrong ending, because I picked the wrong running backs.
You can always look at it that way,
know, or if the whole idea was just bad. So I want to look at the first three rounds of the draft.
You know, I give you credit for at least trying something different. You know, you and you know, there's some of us out there that aren't going to just sit back and do the standard best player available kind of thing and just kind of get a vanilla, like, roll the dice. And that's what I did, too. You know, so go ahead.
Yeah,
so I admire that, Mike.
Bailing out first pick took Henry, which we know now that was great for
it was nine, yeah,
ten
I mean,
weeks or whatever it was.
He was undefeated when he went down, right? Yep. He didn't lose a game when Henry was on the field, put it that way.
There you go. And then his second was Carson. Second round, well, no, that doesn't look
good. Oh, I didn't know that. I forgot that.
And his third was Jacobs. Is that right? I might be right. I don't know if that's right. Because that doesn't, anyway, maybe it's not. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you are the keeper of the draft board. I think I always ask you.
Yeah, I have a picture somewhere.
Yeah.
So I kind of think that the running backs kind of got hurt there. DFW had McCaffrey. That didn't work out too well for him. Then he had Kyler Murray.
For him and for bailing out.
And correct.
That's what I mean. Yep.
And then CEH in the third, which there was a long period of time where he was injured off and on. The Snipers had Dalvin Cook, who missed a few games, but had Madison to plug in there. A.J. Brown, who missed a bunch of games in the middle there, but then came back strong for the playoffs. And Joe Mixon. So that's okay.
Mixon was a solid pick all year long, I got to admit.
Yeah. So then P4 had Elliott, Keenan Allen, and Ridley. And Elliott really didn't help out a whole lot. He did okay, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't overwhelming.
Yeah. And then the Reaper had Barkley, who had an underwhelming year. Hopkins.
Again.
Who's a wide receiver, which kind of goes against the theory. And he got hurt at the end of the year. And then James Robinson, who just got hurt. Heroes had Hill and Diggs. They're in a championship game yet.
Yeah.
And he drafted
Hill.
It
took a lot of flack for that on draft day.
Hill and Diggs.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to bring up. They were, I think, wasn't it Orson's app that had Heroes as the dead last team?
Or May. I don't remember.
It was his app. It was his, you know, the supposedly experts. But
yeah, so it seemed to work out for him not taking any running backs. Because I think the problem with the running backs early is that when they get hurt, it's such high equity, it's hard to find a replacement, you know. But if you look at the Heroes team.
Well, I you didn't get to the Bulldogs yet, but I mean, I had two healthy running
backs.
Problem with taking two healthy running backs. That they didn't get hurt either.
No, they were excellent.
The problem is, my problem wasn't my running backs. It was the fact that I waited one round too long to get that quarterback.
Right.
Had I.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right, you got it. It's pretty important the hit on the quarterback.
It's okay to take two running backs right away if they stay healthy. That's actually a really good maneuver. But one thing you can learn from the Bulldogs in 2021. Don't wait on the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, you can get a mediocre receiver after that quarterback.
Right. So the Heroes' third round pick was Darrell Henderson, who started off strong and now Sonny Michel's there now pretty much playing. B teams had Mahomes, Montgomery, and McLaurin. So he started off with Mahomes, who there was a little lull in the beginning and the middle of the season, but he's been obviously pretty well. Montgomery, I've never been a big fan of Montgomery. And he just he's good enough.
He's one of those guys that looks amazing getting 3 yards, you know.
Right.
He looks like, but that's all he usually gets. I don't know.
Right. And then I went with Adams, who didn't do anything for 8 weeks. Now he's great. Oh, Adams is scoring two touchdowns every week. That I'm done. Kelsey?
You love that.
Yeah.
So I don't look back, man. I really checked out.
I just
you keep tabs on your team, huh?
I just kind of want to, you know, think if I had the right process or the wrong process, or, you know, I'd just like to review a little bit. Lamar Jackson was my quarterback, who started off good and then completely shit the bed. So Bing had Kamara, Dobbins, and Rodgers. He nailed the quarterback.
Absolutely.
Kamara last week only had 6 points.
Kamara let him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dobbins, of course, got hurt right away. That was a shame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huge. Big TDs had Najee Harris, Metcalf, and Javonte Williams. So he took...
Najee Harris was a...
That was a...
Really nice surprise.
He took... It was probably worth, but by the end of the year, their O-line was just terrible. Bulldogs, Taylor, Eckler, and Robert Woods. You picked the wrong one. You would have had Kupp there. Imagine if you would have took Kupp instead of Woods.
Tell me about it.
What your season would have looked like. Ugh.
I think I took a receiver in the fourth round, another receiver in the fourth. I think I took Cooper in the fourth round, which that was stupid.
Yeah.
Had I taken a quarterback there, I think I would have.
Right. And then the Brothers Grimm had Aaron Jones, who seems to be splitting time now with Dylan. Chubb, who somewhat splits time with Hunt. And Allen Robinson, who fell off the face of the earth for some reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just found it interesting. I just wanted to look back and think, okay, would I try this again?
Would you?
Are
you going back to that solid running back?
It depends on who's available, I believe.
Well, your draft position also
exactly.
comes into play.
Draft, yeah. And
you're
two,
at number two. You almost...
I got Mahomes locked in there, so I'm going to be – I'm going to make sure my quarterback
Something tells me you're not going with Mahomes.
Oh, the only way I wouldn't is if somebody else takes him, but I don't think he'll do that. There's too much quality.
DFW?
Yeah.
I think he's going back to DFW. Will take Henry number one, probably. If I would have to get.
I don't know. He got hurt once. He's hurt. He missed half the season. It's hard when you pick a running back and you miss half the season.
I'm sure Taylor caught a lot of people's eyes.
Taylor did catch some people's eyes. I'm sure he did. And you know what? What's good with him is they didn't give him the ball 25 times at the beginning of the year. He did a lot with his 15 carries or touches.
He certainly did.
And now when they need him, they're pounding him, they're giving him the rock. They know where to go.
Yeah. I mean, Colts are looking really good, actually.
Yeah. Should we do the reviews now, Troy? Since I brought I just wanted to bring that up.
Sure. Thanks for that.
Oh, you know what? The other reason I brought that up, that was the reason. If we look at the top running backs the week before, week 15. Where do I have that? Oh, yeah. Craig Reynolds. Jeff Wilson.
All right. Start with Reynolds. Where's he play?
He plays for Detroit.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. He was at Kutztown. He went to Kutztown.
Oh, first. That's the guy you were talking about. I forget someone brought that up.
Jerry,
okay.
I think, brought that up. So he has Craig Reynolds, Jeff Wilson, Deontay Foreman, and, of course, Duke Johnson. Those were the top four scorers. For your running back position, week 15. Followed up by week 16. Rex Burkhead, Justin Jackson, Damian Harris, Rashad Penny, and Zeke Elliott. Those are the top five. So,
a lot of no names here.
A lot of, some fab and you get lucky.
A lot of this was COVID related too, right?
Well, I think a lot of it is who's playing the Jets because they're terrible against the run, and who's playing Houston. It seems to be if you can pick a spot, like I think this week, Ronald Jones, who's a backup to Fournette, you know, for Tampa, I'm pretty sure they're playing the Jets, I believe. So, and he's gonna be one of the top four dudes. And he was somebody that wasn't drafted, or if he was, it was, you know, as a backup late. So that was the other
follow the Jets.
I remember a few years ago, Tom was scoring out the wazoo with his quarterback, and he just play whoever is playing San Francisco. I think that's who it was at the time. They were so bad, and he kept picking up dudes each week. And
are you trying to say Tim's or Tom's ethics? Or
no, it was spot on. He was smart. Nothing to do with his ethics. It was his intelligence.
Wow. Okay.
Well, all right. That might be stretching it, but we'll see.
Yeah.
So, all right. Now I'm good. That was it.
Okay.
That was my extra stuff I had on there that I wanted to.
Very good. Let's go into the, which one do you want to, review the big TDs and snipers first?
Yeah, let's do that first. We're Midnight Snipers prevailed 148.25. They're now 9-7 over the big TDs. They're now 7-9 and they had 111.25. Midnight Snipers, this guy Burrow, I don't know where he came from. 525 yards.
Unbelievable.
525 passing yards.
Did you see Harbaugh after the game?
The
handshake with, it was Taylor, I think he's the coach of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't too pretty.
Harbaugh is one that said, you know, he's nothing really special about Burrow. He must have gotten bulletin board material earlier at some point. So, yeah, on top of the 525 yards, he had a 68-yard touchdown, a 9, a 1, and a 10. For 66.35. That might be, I didn't look, but it's pretty damn close to being a high score for a quarterback.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
I think. Didn't Brady have like a one in the 70s, 72?
What I'm thinking. There was one that was just crazy.
66. Come on. I mean, how do you even?
And then he had Madison, because he made an excellent trade to get the backup to Cook in case he was out. Scored.
Yeah, Sir Jerry loved that.
Scored him 13 points.
Do you think Jerry's a little still salty about that? Because I know if he'd be sitting here, he'd have a thing or two to say about that.
If he was within...
Because you guys were arguing about that trade all year.
Within 40, you know, points of him, maybe it would have meant something.
He's within 30.
Yeah. Well, 37 he lost by. Mm. But
okay, so you're saying it didn't really make a difference.
No, it wouldn't have made a difference. I'm pretty sure Jerry turned it off.
When you got Burrow at 66, it's hard to, you know, come
on. And then his running mate, Mixon, 25.5, 18 carries, 65 yards, one touchdown.
You know, I got to be honest. I mean, is that a team you look at next year and say, you know what, this team is scoring points? And do you try to get one of these players?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
I mean, do you look at teams like that or do you just follow like players? I kind of look at teams.
Well, sometimes. Sure. I look at teams.
Some people don't. Scratching off whoever's taking.
Well, apparently whatever they're doing might be working because whatever we're doing.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Working. We should just
that's for sure.
Take the
whatever
sheet
you and I are doing is not working.
Whoever's next, as we just said,
we
okay.
have to try something else, Mike.
We're trying.
Maybe we should quit.
Started a different league with high
school.
Maybe
I should just hire
girls.
Somebody to do this for me. Like I do. Actually, Jerry is my hire. You know.
In baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Mixon, on top of that, 18 for 65. He caught six passes for 70 yards and another touchdown.
Guys,
And then Patterson didn't do much. Renfro had 13. Noah Fant had 3. And then Melvin Gordon had a 0. 7 rushes for -4.
Oof.
And they had 1 reception for 4 to knock him back up.
Didn't matter when you have 66 points from your quarterback in.
Yeah. 2 with 12.
Now, next year, this may have hurt him. You know, who knows?
Oh,
No one's actually proposed it yet.
No, they're waiting for somebody with high esteem in the league to bring something up.
Who's that? You?
No, I already brought up mine that's going to get shot down. So, if you propose something that has a little more weight. Than,
really?
Right. Seahawks had 8 with 4 sacks. So, Jerry's team, Hurts, 22.65, 199, two touchdowns.
Good win from the Eagles, though. But,
yeah.
You know, it's one of those things like, you kind of knew. I don't if this was a moving if this was a playoff game moving on. I don't know if he would play Hurts because the Giants just seem like all you got to do is run the ball and you can beat them with like.
Yeah.
It's pathetic watching the Giants right now.
There's a couple of really bad teams.
Yeah, Giants are one of them.
Yeah. Najee Harris had 11 points, 19 for 93. Javonte Williams is third round pick. Got him 8. He had 7 rushes for 12 yards. So The Broncos had a combined 14 rushing attempts for 8 yards and a touchdown.
My God.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah. I think they need a quarterback.
And they almost won the game.
Yeah, there's somebody in Green Bay that might look good there. We'll see what happens there. What do you think's going to happen there, Troy? Is he going to stay? You put your money on Rodgers staying?
Or is really came to grips with the whole situation. I mean, so when you say you ask my opinion, I can't envision any other scenario where he isn't a Packer for life. So I will say that I really think that he's going to say, you know what, let's bygones be bygones, and you know I'm going to finish out my career here.
Well, it looks a lot better now, especially if he wins that championship.
Sure.
I think that.
Well, it also looks better when, I know he didn't want to get COVID. I know he's a competitor, wants to be out there every game. But when he was out, the guy that, Love, who they took it for a first-round pick, when he showed what he could do when he starts, I think it was kind of like, you know what, Aaron, he wanted satisfaction. I think if that's not satisfaction, then I don't know what is. Yeah. I mean, you could say, look, hey, here's the guy you drafted. Look what he did when I was out.
That should also, like you said, not only.
And I actually did hear, I heard a rumor, I actually read it, that the Packers are shopping Love.
Oh, I'm sure there's a huge market.
No, just to appease Rodgers even more. There is an actual market for him.
We'll see. Jamar Chase had 15.5. He got back. 7 catches for 125 yards. Gallup, 5.3. Pitts, 13.2. 6 for 102. Pitts only has 1 touchdown all year. He could have been really good.
Yeah.
5.6. Hopkins, 13. The Eagles, 17. That's all I got for that one.
You think Jerry is disappointed with this year? I mean, he got into the playoffs. He won the division. Do you think he's disappointed losing the 2 playoff games? He's got to be a little bit, right? Because he lost. There's one team a year that loses, that gets into the playoffs, that loses back-to-back games. The number 7 seed. That's kind of a blow.
Right.
It makes you think.
He wasn't always.
He won money. I mean, he won a division, but
he wasn't always. He didn't think his team was great.
True.
I think he was okay.
You think he got the most out of his team? Probably.
Yeah. Okay. But when I did ask him, would he do anything different, he kind of said no.
He did like this.
He is going to jump on the rookies.
Yeah. He's a very complicated man. He's very hard to get to the.
Very complicated. You passed out complication. He got in front of the line.
It's hard to figure out what's going on in that head sometimes. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Let's. Which one do you want to go to? You want to do B-Team Bang or Heroes Bailing Out?
Let's go to the one that was over fairly quickly.
Oh, okay. We'll do
Heroes Bailing Out.
Heroes came up huge, 178.3.
As has been their year. They don't score in the middle. They don't score like 100. Here's what I look back on their season. It's usually 2 150 plus games followed by a dud.
80. Right. Yeah.
So it's two. It's like a boom, boom, out. What?
Sounds like you might be foreshadowing something.
I don't know.
He's had a couple. Yeah, of
maybe,
boom booms.
Maybe. Yeah, I know he has. That's what I mean. He's due for
Yeah, and he's now 10-6 after the 178.3 points against Bailing Out. He's now 12-3, and they only had 101. Bailing out just fell apart at the wrong time.
Well, when you have
you lose McCaffrey and you
Henry
lose
McCaffrey, Henry. And then their bread and butter all year was Brady
Mitchell,
scoring 50.
That Mitchell who they dropped at $80 fab on, and now he was hurt. So there were a lot of things working against him. But he had an incredible start to the year.
Yeah, I mean, when you look back on the year, regardless who wins this weekend, I think I mean, I don't know about you, but I think when I look back on the 2021 season, I think I will remember Ed's team more than the champions.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, we don't know how this game's going to go down, but I'm saying that it was still a memorable season.
You're going to remember that, and you know, you're going to remember the
0-10. They started out what 10-14. Yes, it's true.
Those are two.
Yes.
Different ends of the spectrum.
He went 10-0, and then he lost his first game in week 11, I think. So he didn't go 11-0, did he? I forget. But I mean, everyone's going to remember. I mean, because I know he went 10-0. I mean, that's just it.
Yeah.
It's hard to fathom going 10-0 in these days.
That's what it was, because then.
Yeah, it was 11. He lost week 11.
He lost, he beat everybody else. But did he lose to one person outside his division, or did they? I don't remember. God damn it.
I know. You know how it goes. But, I mean, it's going to be a looking back, I'm sure Ed is very, very disappointed. You don't go 10-0 and 12-2 in a regular season, yeah. and you have high expectations. There's a lot of pressure on him to win the cup with those kind of numbers, and he's got to be disappointed. But I still think it was a great year for him.
So let's go to the heroes here. Prescott, 48.6, 330 yards, 4 touchdowns. And I just heard a stat today. When he's at home, he's like lights out. He has like 22 touchdowns.
Prescott.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, 4 interceptions or something. When he's on the road, it's like 11 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. And they play at home this coming week. Just so you know that it's a good sign for sure.
You're going to be bringing that up? Okay.
So then Damian Harris.
I just want to make a point out. He was, just real quick to correct something, he went 8-0. He lost week 9 to the Grim Reaper.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not right. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think it was right either, but apparently it's what happened.
Huh? Okay. That could be. All right. Well, apparently it is, and that could be. I guess that's what it is.
And they also lost the Snipers week 12. So.
Okay. So then Damian Harris got him 34.3 points for the Heroes. It's a nice running back that comes up big at the end of the year. He picked right on the running back up there. Had 18 for 103 and 3 touchdowns against those Buffalo Bills, who whooped the Patriots' ass. Oh, that was nice. And then
you weren't expecting that.
I was hoping, but being a Bills fan, you never get your hopes up too high. Justin Jackson, 29.2. He had 11 rushes, 64 yards, 2 touchdowns, another 8 for 98 receiving. Just nice. Eckler went out at the right time.
Yeah, and I actually had Jackson on my on my roster all year long.
Yeah.
And then I dropped him because I was,
You needed, you didn't have enough spots there. See, I had one less spot. And it worked out okay with trading away that extra spot.
Well, I'm glad somebody got to use him.
Then Tyreek Hill, his
Eckler will be back, though.
First round pick had 1.9.
So there you go.
There goes my wide receiver thinking again. 1.9. Nope. That's crazy. Diggs, 17.5, 7 for 85 and a 12-yard touchdown. And then Gronk. If you would have told me, Hero's got 1.9 from Hill and 2.3 from Gronk, I would have said, well,
yeah,
how's
right.
the consolation game going to be?
Right.
Oh, he scored. And they scored 178 points. Sony Michel. 22
points for Michel.
Thanks for that trade, Jerry. Why don't you trade him Sony Michel for Dylan again? That really worked out well. 27 for
131. Dylan's a solid player, man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, anyway. Carlson, 6. And then Tampa Bay with 16. 7 sacks and an interception. He had Pringle on his bench. You should have put Pringle in for Hill. We got 22.5.
Yeah,
Pringle.
Yeah, he's going to do that next week. He's going to have Pringle. Sure. He's going to have Pringle starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, sorry, Sunday.
Bailing out. It feels like tomorrow, though.
It does. It's in my head. I can't get it out now.
12-3. Brady, unfortunately, 18.7. But when you lose Evans, Godwin, Fournette, it makes it tougher, you know. And they still won, 32-6.
Yeah.
You know, but who knows.
But that Carolina's was what Ed has been relying on Brady all year.
Well, sure. Sure. And they picked up Singletary, who I dropped because he absolutely did zero for 14 weeks. And then the last two, he's starting to play. 13.8. He had 12 rushes, 39 yards, and a touchdown, and five catches for 39.
Even if he would have had a 150-point performance, I mean, it still would have been. I mean, like, Ed hasn't, you know, Ed was winning with, you know, he wasn't outscoring.
Right. Who's the next running back? Because I didn't put his name down. I only put 13.9, 27 for 129.
Oh, for Ed?
Yeah. Singletary and
Jacobs, he had it.
Jacobs. Yeah. Well, that's what screwed. Oh, Jacobs.
129 yards rushing, but he had no touchdowns. A really good, pretty good game, but just didn't get the ball at the end zone there.
Right. Right. Now, Deontay Johnson, 12.1. Yep. Marquise Brown, 4.4. The last 7 weeks, he sucked.
Yeah.
Kittle, 2.1. Ugh.
That's tough. Well, that was Thursday night's game too, and he came out. That was kind of a foreshadowing there. Like, I can't. Does not look good for Ed.
And then 20 points from Amon St. Brown, which came out of nowhere because they didn't even have Goff starting.
He was on the Packers last year.
Amon? Anyway. No, I think it's his brother.
Oh. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a rookie, this Amon.
Oh. Okay.
So his brother is, he's still in the Packers.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know his name sounds familiar.
Yeah. Gay with 12, the Steelers with 4. All right. That's all I got for that. So we move to the big one, the B team. B team 31. They had 132.9. They're now 13-3 against the Bada Bing, 126.8. They're now 8.7. So they lost by 6.1.
6.1. Oh, man.
That was unbelievable.
And you know,
the Cowboys
defense. It was Tucker. Tucker, when you think about it, the best kicker in the league has been for years.
Yeah.
You figure six. Yeah. That's the one thing you can look up Joel's lineup and say, man, Tucker let him down.
Yeah, so he lost by 6.1.
So did Kamara. I mean, Kamara.
Yeah. If he would have started.
New Orleans just sucks.
He would have started Jeff Wilson, who had 11.7 instead of Sanders, who had 4.8. That's a 6.9.
Didn't you say that he should do that?
I really was hoping. We both said that we would do that. But he had it in there, and then he switched it back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
He switched it back. That's tough.
He did. He did the switch at the end. He's got to be. It's got to be just tearing him up.
But he had Rodgers did great. 31. He had 202 yards.
Christmas Day. Looked awesome.
Kamara only 5.9. Sanders 4.8. Broke his hand. Now he's done. Cup 14.3. You know, 10 for 109. Jefferson 14.6. These are okay.
Solid. Just solid. But.
Knox got him a touchdown. I like Knox. I might take him next year. I'd like to get him. And then Ronald Jones got him 14.1. So his guys did okay, but Kamara didn't do anything.
Tucker and Kamara. His running backs were kind of the.
Get 32 from the Cowboys defense.
Hey, they've been solid for him.
Yeah, well, not 32 points. No goddamn defense in the world should score 32 points. I mean, he had a 40
kept him in the game. I mean,
well, hell yeah. That was unbelievable.
Well, he came out of what? Yeah.
I could see Kamara getting 32 and the Cowboys getting 6.
I think that was the Sunday night game, too, wasn't it? So
yeah.
It really brought him back into the game. He had a chance going into Monday night with Kamara.
Yeah, he only needed a touchdown. Pretty much 12 points or whatever it was.
It's a close game.
It was a hell of a job, Ben. You
yeah.
He with how his draft started, losing that guy, his second round pick, to make it that far.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first round bye, division winner. And he did it quietly, too. You know, it wasn't like, you know, it was just, there he was at the end, you know. And
I remember saying halfway through, he'll be sitting next to me on one side. I mean, I thought his team,
he kept tweaking it
and, you know, doing enough. He did a great job. B team.
So he might be a contender for the GM.
I'm gonna have to look into some numbers.
Okay.
More deeply now that it.
Boy, you're gonna have a tough job the way this is shaping out.
I think it's down to four teams. Okay.
Is that how you do it? You eliminate teams and then.
Well, there's things that happen throughout the year that, will get you eliminated.
Oh, you put, like, a little black mark next to it. And then there's nothing you can do to repair it.
Yeah. Wow. If you do something stupid, then.
Wow. Okay.
You don't get it.
Okay.
This is the first year I'm doing that.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't remember you doing anything stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Other than drafting. Oh! That was a good one. B team had 132.9. They got 33.9 from Mahomes, 258, three touchdowns. Montgomery, solid, 16.6. He might be a second half kind of player. Didn't he really do well at the end of last year, too?
Yeah. I feel like you're right.
It was like, it was a weak schedule. It was this and that.
You might be right.
So he rushed 21 times for 45 yards.
See what I mean about the 3 yards? Man,
Christmas, one touchdown. 2.03 or whatever.
Yeah, one that held that touchdown.
Then he had seven receptions for 61. Yeah. He had that Craig Reynolds for 5.1. OBJ had 9.7. Debo Samuel. Wow.
Again.
22.1.
He's going to move up. His stock is dramatically climbed.
And Andrews, the guy that you said.
I'm telling you.
Starting to look that way, man. 24.5 with a third string quarterback. Got him 8 catches, 125 yards.
And a touchdown.
McLaurin only had 4. Bass with 9.
T-Bass,
yeah.
T-Bass. Outscored Tucker.
By 6.
Yeah.
And then 49ers defense. So got him 8. So it was great. This is a tremendous championship game that we have between the Heroes and the B team. And a great consolation game, too.
Yeah. I was looking at some stuff here. Before you came over. The B team is, you realize that none of the division's winners are remaining. These are all wild. This is a complete wild card matchup.
No shit. I did not realize.
I don't know if we've ever had that before, where two wild card teams go against each other for the championship
game. How about that?
B team's the 4th seed. Heroes are the 6th seed.
Right.
B team has 2 championships, 1993 and 1997. It's been 23 years for them.
Wow.
And the Heroes have 4, 1999, 2001. Then they waited 13 years for 2014 and 2018, just 2 years ago.
How many did you say the B team had?
2.
They had 2. All right.
Yeah.
So they got them right away.
Like I said, the Heroes only been 2 years since they won last, with, I think, with Mahomes is one of the,
now they're playing against Mahomes. And they could have kept them.
And
intrigue.
Their all-time series record is 19 and 19.
Wow. This is getting better.
Now, I don't know if that includes playoffs. I don't remember these two ever meeting in the playoffs. Or maybe they did. I want to say that maybe Hardy's second championship in 1997 may have been against the Heroes.
I have zero
It's a
idea.
Long time, but I can't remember. So it's really, like you said, it's a...
Those are great stats.
It's going to be a good... Really? Yeah, it's going to be a good...
I'm glad you brought something to the table today.
Thanks. Every once in a while.
We had time to prepare
when I was did.
Out in the car doing my COVID test.
Yeah. All right. I agree. I think it's going to be a great championship game. I mean, but like I mentioned earlier, the Heroes have this tendency every, like they skip a beat every three or four games. Not every three, right. But they don't go four games without having like a drastic, that's been the pattern so far this year. Maybe it's changed, but just recently, as recent as maybe 2 weeks ago, they came out and they had like a 70-point game. But the, and the B teams had Mahomes, and sometimes he's been a little bit up and down.
And now with
so they both had some, you know, some tendencies here. CBS has them at.
We're not going to go do their game first.
No. I'm just going to say right now it was really close. As far as the preview or the spread, currently has the B team at favorite at plus five.
The
B team is favored by five.
Wow, how about that?
And as you know, this is the first time that the B team has been back in the championship game since 1997.
Yes, how
about so that? We all know what's on the line here.
23 years.
Yeah, and the grandfather didn't trade that, you know, potentially could come to an end this week. Eighth round for my 17.
For somebody in my division that could lose that would be terrible. Just terrible.
Well, I did text Hardy. I'm like, you know, I kind of just buried the hatchet. I said that, you know, I had two chances. I've been back to the game twice.
Buried the hatchet. You haven't picked them all year.
Well, I lost... I've been back to the championship game twice since we've had this bet, and I lost both of them. So I did have the opportunity to end this bet, and I did. So, in my opinion, it's time this is over. I'm kind of getting drained by it, but
wow,
I'm not. So I just told him, hey, I have, you know, I'm not rooting against you. Like,
so you're gonna be the bigger man, mature. You're not gonna hold this grudge.
I'm not holding a grudge. I think it's really I know
you're not pulling a Budwash, as some people would say.
If Hardy wins this, I would be, you know, really happy for him. 23 years is a long time to wait. You know, as you and I know. I mean, you get past the 20s, it's like I don't begrudge that on anybody. You know.
No.
I mean, if you. I mean, I'm approaching 30 now. I'll be in 30 years if I don't win next year. And like I said, I don't wish this on anybody. So, you know, you're a fellow owner who's competing against this every year. You go 23 years without winning a championship. You know, good for you. You know, no matter what's at stake, if I lose a bet, I don't give a shit. You know?
Right. Absolutely. So this is an amazing time in the BCFFL. Tell you that.
I mean, I wish COVID wasn't such a factor in these playoff games, but it has been, and everybody's had to deal with it.
Last year.
But I mean, it is what it is. These games are going to get played, and you got to adapt.
And I really haven't seen it, you know, affect a major player in one of these two teams for this game.
Oh, that's so true.
It still appears.
And it looks like we've got another day, potentially it could, but.
Well, no, I don't know if they test Sunday morning. Do they still test them Sunday morning?
Well, I don't know, but
I hope not.
They could tomorrow, though.
Absolutely.
So Mahomes or Prescott could get it tomorrow.
Wow.
Could you imagine that? They're probably, you know, let's just hope they stay COVID-free and they go into the championship game with a healthy rosters on both sides and we have a fair competition.
Well, yeah.
So, do you want to go into the preview?
What's the record here for the six pack Alliance head? I think I had an over.
You were 0-3.
Nice.
I was 1-2.
All right. So combined in the playoffs, we are 1-5 both. We both won it. We're 2-10. Is that what? No.
Let me see.
I think you won.
This is our second week, right?
Yeah. I think
I was 0-2 last week.
There had to be three games last week.
No. There's only two games last week. There's only two in the first week. There's the two playoff games. Then the first consolation is this week. So there's three games this week.
Right, how many games so far have been there? Four?
There's been five games so far this week.
Five?
Including the Jerry and Snipers. So okay. I am 1-4. You are also 1-4.
Okay, all right. As long as we're tied. All right, good.
Jerry is 1-1. Jerry picked
us. Yeah, you know what? He didn't show up. He didn't cross his name right.
Okay. So we're both 1-4. I guess we'll have to wait until next season.
Yep, we're going to see who Who owes who?
Yeah, can't wait to. How's that Lionshead going down?
The second one is much better. That 8.9% alcohol makes the second one fly down.
All right, good. Well, all right, let's go into it. You know what? I'm going to grab one, Mike. So I want you.
Here.
Oh, look at you.
I kept them out to make sure they stay nice and.
Did you get a? Oh, there it is.
All cool.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
All
right. All right. That's nice. Okay. Let's start with the consolation for. And the difference in money is $75. What is it? $150 and.
Yeah.
$200
I don't know. I can find out for you.
$200
It's more than 50. Hardy has it posted here. So yeah, the prize for number three is it's $75 difference. We're competing for 300 points or 225 points.
Yeah, points.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The reminder of the winner, the loser of tomorrow's or Sunday's game is winning 525 points, and first prize, a championship, is 1,000 points.
What? 1,000.
1,000 points.
Holy Christ. Wow. Jeez. That could really change somebody's life.
It would be a nice holiday season. Seasonal, you know.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that kind of money yet.
No. We haven't. When we saw it, that $1,000 was worth $1,500. Today's money.
I think I won like $50 the first year or something like that. I don't know. Maybe $300, I should say.
I don't know. I know I lost a pair of shoes at the bowling alley, so it cost me money.
Bailing out is favored by 1 point. 100.
Oh, over by the bank.
111 to 110. Close game, they think. Here.
All right, so we got bailing out with Brady at the Jets.
Oh!
Which should, that sounds like a pretty
45. They say the over-under's not that high, though.
Well, it's still the Jets. The problem is you run on the Jets.
You know, I got to say, the Jets look better the last couple of days. And
Don't say it.
I'm keeping Carter from, he's going to be my keeper. I'm pretty sure of that.
Carter?
I'm 90% sure on that.
What round is that going to be then?
I think it's going to be come across as a third round.
A third rounder for Carter?
Yeah, why
no
not?
No fucking way.
I think I'm going to keep him. Yeah,
you took him in the sixth? There's no way you took him in the sixth.
Pretty sure I did. You want to look it up, but I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't know. You're going to have to kill time because I don't.
I thought we already discussed this, but.
All right, hold on. I got to check here.
Right, I don't want to derail your preview here.
Well, that derailed it. You saying
why?
That. Well, I don't know.
You don't think that's valid thinking?
Not in the third. For a team that sucks.
I think they're going to be.
You can't run the ball?
I think they're going to be a lot better next year.
All right, let's see.
They're showing signs of, like.
We got the Bulldogs. Oh, my. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Michael Carter in the sixth. So Michael Carter in the third.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might do that.
All right. Looking good. Michael Carter in the third. And
especially
no eighth,
if I leave
no
my.
No eighth round pick.
I won't have an eight. I may not have an eight.
Wow. Okay. I have no idea who's going to be mine. Mine's way up in the air. Smooth. All right, so then we have Jacobs at Indy.
Let me tell you something. If you have orange juice, if you have Lion's Head after having orange juice, I have a. Go ahead, Mike. Damn.
Jacobs at Indy. So that's a kind of a tough run defense. And he's got Singletary home against Atlanta. That should be nice. I'm on St. Brown at Seattle.
Hold on, though. He put Mitchell in.
He's not going to play. He might play, but he'll get hurt in the first quarter. I would not put Mitchell in.
Well, that's what he's in now.
All right, well. Anyway, Deontay Johnson home against Cleveland. Kittle. Home against Houston. That one's good.
That'll be good.
Darrell Williams is nice. So he's got Darrell Williams in at Cincinnati.
He definitely does.
And then he's got Gay at Baltimore. Steelers at home against Cleveland.
He's got St. Brown in as well.
Oh, he has Mitchell at home against Houston. Okay. So
that's what he's thinking.
He's not going to play, though. I don't trust that. I don't trust that. So he's got some pretty decent matches.
This is a good game.
This is an excellent game. It's a 1 point, according to CBS, and they're never wrong.
Yeah.
And then we have, I'm pretty sure I remember CBS saying somebody should have 180 points, right? How was that? That's right. It's always like 105.
Yeah. Do you ever notice they've never projected like over?
No.
It's always 120 or less.
They said it in the beginning of the year at whatever number.
I've never seen a projection above 119.
No.
Have you?
I don't know.
But consistently, we have teams that are scoring really high.
Right. All right. So then we got Bada Bang, who's 8-7. So this is a 12-3 matchup against 8-7. Do you have their all-time record series?
I'm looking up what happened this year. Bailing out played Bada Bing week 4 and won. It's a close game, 103-98. So it's a 5-point game week 4.
With Bing taking the upper hand.
No. Bailing out.
That's one. Right.
No, bailing out one.
This goddamn double IPA.
Yeah.
starting to work.
The series record between the two teams has the bailing out leading 16 games to 10 games, and they have one tie. So 16, 10, and 1.
Wow.
Yeah, bailing out seems to have, especially the Bing. The Bing is pretty.
Sometimes the team has their number. Sometimes.
Yeah, you got that right.
Rodgers at home against Minnesota. Now, the problem there is Cousins just tested, as we know, and he's not going to play.
Is that the breaking news?
That was the breaking news.
Oh, I got some more breaking news here, Mike. Just came across some of them.
All right, what's that?
Betty White died.
Oh, no! I know, really?
You thought she was hot, and you know you always said she was good.
She was 99, right?
Yes, she passed away.
She's one of the, yeah.
I know you've always had a fascination for her. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Oh, man, you just brought me down.
Sorry, Mike, I had to pass it on.
Really. So the problem with Cousins not playing is I don't know how much Rodgers is going to throw. Once they get a lead, they might just, it's supposed to be like 0 degrees or something. They're just going to hand the ball to Dylan and Aaron Jones, and I don't know how
much they're going to lean on. They're going to lean on Dylan heavy here.
But he does have Ronald Jones at the Jets.
No, it's supposed to be 2 degrees. Yeah, it's going to be the coldest. It's going to be the coldest game since Favre played in 2007.
And he also has Penny at home against Detroit, so he's going to start Ronald Jones and Penny. Those are two awesome.
He's got some good matchups for sure.
And then he's got Justin Jefferson at Green Bay, Cooper Kupp at Baltimore.
Jefferson's not going to do shit. And he's not even in the lineup, which I don't blame him because it's going to be 2 degrees. They're not going to throw the ball 2 degree
weather. Justin Jefferson's not in the lineup?
He's not.
Who's he got it?
Yeah, I don't fault him for that. He's got Marquise Valdez Scantling, and he's got Cooper Kupp in, obviously.
Well, who's the flex?
He's got Kamara in the flex right now.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Everything he touches turns to gold.
So who?
Bang. He doesn't make wrong
choices.
Yeah,
he's solid, that's for sure.
Except for Wilson last week. Oh. And he has Knox at home against Atlanta, which is awesome. Tucker at home to the Rams. Cowboys are at Arizona. So would you like me to pick first, or do you want to pick first? What do you want to do? I'm taking the Bay, so I'll pick first.
Yeah.
Even though, I don't know if I agree with the taking Jefferson out.
I kind of.
Well, you know what?
That weather
is. Without that quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. See, Joel doesn't miss
fucking, I'm stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
Cousins
call.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, Ben.
Yeah, you know what?
Enjoy the 225 or whatever it is.
But that game, and it's cold, is going to affect Rodgers' numbers, too. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. You know, you can't light it up in 2 degrees weather. I don't care who you are. I mean,
what are you doing?
I think.
You know what? If he puts Jeff Wilson in, because I think Wilson's going to do against Houston. Oh my God!
Yeah, there you go.
God. He's got to get him in there somewhere. He keeps running.
Yeah, I think I would sit Kamara. The way the Saints are playing right now.
Yeah.
And the over-under in that game is 30. I have not seen an over-under this low all year. It's 37 points.
Wow.
Have you? Never heard of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, he's got to do that. The way it is right now, I'm going bang. I mean, bailing out. I just don't see. He's got two Green Bay players right now, and that game is going to be. I don't see how they're going to score in that game. I mean, these kids haven't played in these temperatures before. Rodgers has, but he hasn't played in this type of temperature.
And most of these people could be our kids. Right?
That's what I mean. 50, and 20, with I think Brady
7-8 year old.
The Brady matchup against the Jets. I don't know, man. I'm going bailing out just for.
Oh, well, that and they're 12-3 and they own the Bing. That's not a bad call. But I'm going to take them with the Bing. I got to go with the Bing. I want that lion's head. I want it bad.
Yeah. You want it? All right, cool.
That's right.
Just don't drink orange juice before you have it.
All right. That leaves us to
the 30th of the BCFL.
That was the my drum roll.
And these are almost practically original owners. I mean, Hardy is an original owner. It's good to see an original owner back in the.
Yeah.
And Sean and Steve have been in the league, I think, 1 year less.
Yeah.
They started with maybe.
That's what you said. Yeah.
So it's good to see some old timers. And it's a lot of experience here. Like I said, there's six previous Cups.
Six. Yeah.
And before we went on the air, you made the comment, and I hope you don't mind me saying it, but yeah, if Sean and Steve do win this, we will definitely hear about the five, one for the thumb. The one for the thumb reference will be coming out.
That is true. I don't know, you know, if I could consider it. I got one nut.
You can't.
He's going to have five. I'm going to have one. That's
you can't fault him for winning. You can't. You can't hold it. He's done it in. Like I said, when I repeated the years, I don't know. He's done it in the era, in the old era. He's done it in the. He's done it throughout the 31 year history. He's.
Do we want to hear about the Champions Division? Do we really need to hear more about this?
Well, you know, here's the thing. If the Bing would have won against the bailing out, there would have been emails out there already like, oh, it's a guaranteed Champions Division winner.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's good that, you know, we certainly didn't hold our end of the board. The Gentlemen's Division is definitely did not.
No,
we need to bounce back a little bit next year. I think we will.
I'm sure we will. We'll have much better.
And I did see
beginning
a lot of
picks.
The Buddy Network, Buddy Network's back.
The Buddy Network is back.
That's Buddy Network right. is you
all
know,
of a sudden it's,
was once a you know very very strong force within the BCFL. Had very, you know, probably double the amount of teams and influence, but it's still out there.
Yeah.
Obviously, Hardy at the.
Do you have the overall here? Because
I told you, yeah, it was 19-19. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Did you tell me that?
I did. The B team has won the last three meetings.
I can't even see straight over here, Troy. These double IPAs here.
The B team has won the last three times they've met.
Uh-oh.
The B team won this year, week five.
What was the score?
141-117.
Wow.
You want to go into it, Mike? Let's go.
Yeah, we got to do it. B team 13-3, 19-19 overall against the Mighty Heroes 10-6. Neither of them are the champions of their division this year. Wild card.
A wild card championship game.
And we have the Heroes.
I don't know if that's happened before, but that's pretty interesting.
Decided not to keep Mahomes. And the B team swooped that baby up. So we have the B team with Mahomes at Cincinnati. If Cincinnati's Burrow can...
Did you have an opportunity to draft Holmes? Or did the B team pick right before you?
No, they picked before.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have been Mahomes.
There were several teams that had a chance, though.
Absolutely. Well, he's got Mahomes at Cincinnati. Like I said, that's... It all depends on how Burrow plays. If Burrow doesn't play well and they don't need the go back and forth, score to score to score to score.
Yeah, right.
Who knows?
It's all matchups to this.
But he does have our favorite David Montgomery at home against the Giants. Oh, my. That's pretty sweet. He's got Swift.
That is a nice one. But, again, did you see the over-under on that game?
No.
37 as well. So, they're, you know, CBS is one thing, but the over-under is usually pretty accurate. And I'm telling you, that's not a...
Vegas doesn't fuck
Vegas around. Does not mess around. And that's telling me that he's not going to have a high score.
Well,
it means that the score in general...
Score in general... What does it say for the Mahomes-Cincy? 51.
That's 51.
That's the highest on the board, I think.
That I've seen. Yeah, well, no, actually, the other one on the other side... is Dallas, Arizona.
Oh!
They're at 51 as well. So, I mean, this is a really, so far, it's going to be a great game.
Right,
and, you know.
And Swift is coming back, apparently, at Seattle.
He's got him in the lineup.
Yeah. He's got McLaurin. Does he have McLaurin in there?
He certainly does.
I don't think he should play him.
I don't either. I mean, a couple weeks ago, they looked like they had a little spark to him, but you see that game last week.
The last 4 weeks, he hasn't scored more than 5.1.
Like I said, I mean,
you can't.
A couple weeks ago, they looked like they were going into the playoffs.
All right, Steve.
Go ahead.
Hart, I want you to listen to me here. Put Debo in that spot, okay?
Who? Steve? I think Mike. Well, Mike and Steve, sure.
They both, right?
Yeah,
Mike,
Steve.
Listen
to
me. And Steve. Both listen to me. Put Debo up there. In that wide receiver spot. And that opens up a lot of doors because you can't run with McLaurin. Don't lose because you didn't listen to me. Or win because you did. You pick. I don't know. I think I said the same thing. Anyway, and then you also got OBJ at Baltimore. Andrews at home against the Rams. That's going to be a shootout. Andrews is going to get his. Debo at home against Houston. Oh, that's nice. 49ers at home against Houston. Uh-oh. Bass at home against Atlanta. The only thing is he's got to get rid of McLaurin. Either, you know, if he puts him in there, maybe Connor plays. Maybe Jamal Williams. Pat Freiermuth. I'd start any one of them over McLaurin.
Really?
Yep.
What about Gaskin?
I would not start Gaskin.
No, okay.
Well, maybe over McLaurin. I mean,
yeah,
I would look for the waiver wire. I saw.
That's not a bad idea.
You know, especially with COVID, wait till tomorrow, see what else pops up. Maybe grab.
Those guys are pretty conservative, though. We'll see.
They are, but McLaurin just hasn't got it done. He hasn't got it. I think he has 3 games this year over whatever 12 points. I just wouldn't do it.
Okay.
But nobody listens to me. Just write Jeff Wilson.
Oh, they listen to you. They just don't agree with you.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. They listen to me.
Oh, they definitely hear you.
And then they ignore it.
They don't put much weight into what you're saying, but they hear you.
Right. B-team, get rid of McLaurin. All right, Mighty Heroes. Prescott at home, which I said earlier. He lights it up. Apparently,
51 point over under in that game.
Against Arizona, who can't stop shooting.
The NFL sees that as a shootout.
Yep, it's going to be a shootout. Damian Harris at home against Jacksonville. He's got 2 nice matchups. Is he a Boston Scott there yet?
Yes, he does.
I don't know. If Jordan Howard plays, don't play him. Anyway. Hill at Cincinnati, which takes points away with Mahomes. Diggs at home against Atlanta, which is good.
That's a good point.
Gronk at the Jets. Oh, boy.
Diggs is playing another thing. It's also a dome as well. So, I mean, all these, like, cold weather isn't really impacting these guys.
No. Diggs is at home against Atlanta.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was
that's
Atlanta.
That's in Buffalo. Well,
Buffalo's kind of balmy this kind of year, isn't it?
I think they're at maybe 2 degrees.
I'll take that back then.
Yeah.
Oops.
And then he's got some.
He's got Gronk. Do you think he should pull Gronk at this point?
No, against the Jets?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. He's got no other tight end on his roster, so obviously he's going with
him. He's going to go with him. Sony Michel at Baltimore. You know, does he have somebody else put in there? Because Baltimore is good against the run.
Well, it's a flex. He's got Jordan Howard.
If he plays, they play him.
What about Pringle? Take away another one.
Or throw a goose egg if he throws a couple of Kelsey.
Let's think about that. I mean, if you're really worried about that one player from the B team, and you have the opportunity to take away both, you know, you put Hill and Pringle in there.
Yeah.
Is that a smart move or not? I kind of think you should consider that.
Absolutely.
If you look at those two positions, obviously, in my opinion, if you can basically, you know, contain Mahomes just by playing two guys, so you take away those two spots, but you eliminate his big threat.
His blow-up ability.
Yeah, I think you got to do that. You put Pringle in as a flex and keep Hillen.
Yeah, boy.
You think it's too much of a risk?
I don't know. I don't know. I would.
What would you do?
I don't think I could play Pringle. I don't think I could.
Well, it's kind of like throwing a wet blanket on a fire.
Well, I understand it. I understand the theory behind it. It's just Mahomes doesn't throw it to Kelsey and then throw him to Darrell Williams out of the back. I don't know. I just don't know if.
I'm sorry, but I think the only way. Is it safe to say that the B team can beat the Heroes if Mahomes doesn't go off? If Mahomes has a 20-point game, can they beat him? With Dak at Arizona.
Well, he's at home against Arizona.
Well, I mean,
that's
Dak playing Arizona.
Problem. Yeah.
So, unless the B team goes off. So, I think you have Dak at Arizona. You know you have another great matchup with Harris at the Jets or
what's
Jaguars.
What's the point difference? B team favored by 4, right?
Five. Okay. I really think. I mean, what are you gaining by Michelle anyway?
I don't think you're with him running against Baltimore. Baltimore has a good run defense. I don't think I would play him. I would put somebody else.
That's what I'm saying. I think you try to take away as much as you can from Mahomes, which is their biggest threat.
Right.
And you play Pringle and Hill, and it's kind of like, you know what? It's kind of like, I don't know. You're playing it safe, but you're taking away everything. You're taking away his bite.
Taking away his big one, because Montgomery.
And yeah, you're right. He could throw to Kittle. He could run it in himself, but I don't know.
Yeah, if you start both of them, he probably won't score more than 2 touchdowns that aren't to one of them.
Exactly.
Which eliminates
the
big game.
Exactly. I mean,
true.
He's got the opportunity.
I think the B team, if they win, it's going to be because Andrews and OBJ. I've been saying all year long.
Andrews has been their MVP. I don't care what Mahomes has done for them. They've gotten where they are with Andrews. I'm telling you. And I just noticed it when I played them.
Yeah.
But then I started looking at every single game they play, and it's always been Andrews.
Right. All right, well, hey, that's unbelievable. And he also has Carlson, kicker at Indy, nice indoors. I always go for indoor kickers. Tampa Bay at the Jets. There's good defense against everything.
Yeah.
There's a lot of washes. There's a lot of good shit. This is so close. It's so good. Such a good matchup.
Yeah, I mean, the thing was, though, that I've been watching the Jets a lot, too. One thing I noticed with the Jets is,
I'm sorry about that, Troy.
No, I actually like kind of watch.
If you want to keep Michael Carter.
Yeah, I have been. And they're getting better. And that quarterback isn't as bad as you think. He is definitely improved in the last half of the
Wilson.
Year.
Yeah. Mike Wilson. Sure.
So I don't think that matchup is as crazy as you think it is. I mean, as far as points go. I don't know if the Buccaneers are. You see, you know, early in the year, you see that, and that's like a guaranteed, like, 20-point, because the guy was throwing interceptions, getting sacked.
Yeah.
But I don't think at this point in the season, they're running the ball a lot more. They're playing a lot more safe offense. I don't know. I think on the other side, you got Heroes going against Houston, and to me, Houston is going to put up points no matter what. That team is in such disarray. Whereas I think that the Jets are actually going in a better direction than Houston. I think the 49ers can outscore the Buccaneers here. So I think the B team has him there. I don't know, man. What you want to? I mean, I think he has a tight end position. You know my opinion there. I think B team's got the best tight end in the league. And I hate to say this, but I think they should look at the waiver wire. Gronk is just not the same. He's just not scoring shit.
Well,
and is to roll out a big name just because it's a big name in the championship game isn't gonna get you the cup.
I would roll out Gronk. I would still play Gronk.
I would take a look at the waiver wire if I was.
Heroes. To see what's on there, but I would stick with Gronk because he's. You know, they don't have Evans and they don't have Godwin. So if he's going to pass it, it's going to be the Gronk. But the problem is they may not need to pass it because they're playing the Jets.
I know. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, well,
who's on the waiver? There's probably nobody on the fucking waiver.
No.
No.
Gerald Everett from right. Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably not. I don't know. Yeah, I guess not. I guess he's going to roll with it, you know.
Sure.
So, here we are, Mike. One last game to pick. What do you think? You want to flip for who picks first?
If you want. I don't matter.
My silver dollar's over on the counter there. Do you want me to get it?
No. All right. Just say who you want. I'm not changing who I want. Who I
think. Oh, you already know who you're going to go with.
Yeah, I know.
When did you make the decision?
I make them before I get here.
How long ago did you do it? Did you already have it in your opinion, or did you already have it in your mind?
I did, but it is, you know, assuming that McLaurin isn't playing. But I'm going to take the B team. I think the B team at 13-3. This, you know, and somebody that's been losing as long as I have, 1 year longer. God willing, give us a bone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. I've been losing for 7 more years longer than both of you two.
The hero, it's going to be so close, so good, you know, but I don't know if Damian Harris is going to do that against Jacksonville with Stevenson back in there. I don't know if Boston Scott at Washington, those aren't great. So I would much rather have Montgomery and Swift. And I think Prescott and Mahomes could be a wash. I think, well, Hill and Diggs. But I like OBJ against Baltimore. It's close, Andrew. It's really close.
Yeah, you're right.
It's going to be really close, but I'm gonna go with the B team. And if Mahomes, you know, just sticks it to the heroes one last time after they cut him and they said, "Yeah, no good for our team. We'll let you go."
Well, Mike, I hate to do this, but I am going to disagree with you on this one. You
okay? Are you okay? Yeah.
And nothing against the B team has nothing against the B team
that you haven't picked all year. Nothing against them.
What do you mean?
You're not going to go with them now.
I have.
You haven't one time all year, unless they played the DFW. Then you might have picked them.
No, I think she's. No, I think you did. I picked the DFW twice this year. Yeah, I can't. I have nothing against the Hearts. I wish them the best. Nothing to do with our bet. But I happen to think that I look at this game and I think that, you know, what the heroes did at the beginning of the season, at the draft, ultimately is going to be what is going to win them the championship.
The heroes did at the draft.
Yeah, when they came out with Hill and Diggs, and two. Even though it didn't make sense at the time, and it didn't make sense throughout
to me.
Well, he got a lot of criticism for it. But I think at the end of it, when I look at, you know, what Hardy's thrown against him as far as receivers go, I think it's going to be what actually makes him win the game, because Hill is going to cancel out Mahomes. And Diggs, I think, is going to have a great game against Atlanta. And then, you know, you got Prescott against Arizona, which...
That's the one.
Is That's the key. That is the key. I mean, I really don't think Gronk's going to do shit. If I was the Heroes, I'd probably put Pringle in there. That's just me, but who knows? I
wouldn't be surprised if I look up Sunday at 1 o'clock and Pringle's in there instead of Michelle.
Well, you know, I'd probably put Michelle in there over the Eagles running back, which is Scott. I think I'd sit Scott and put Michelle in, and I'd put Pringle in the flex. Right. And then I would let that roll.
Think about what we're saying. Think about this. Scott or Michelle.
What?
I mean,
I know.
That's
It's week 17, man.
It's yeah, that's just
This is one week
not good options.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You know.
That all being said,
take McLaurin out.
I
take McLaurin out.
And I really think that Montgomery is going to hurt hard.
Against the Giants? They can't stop shit.
Just because any Giants game at this point is, like I said, Vegas sees it as an over-under 37. I mean, so what? If you look at, what is that going to be, a 20-10 game?
Yeah, with two touchdowns.
And is the touchdown going to be from Montgomery?
Yeah,
I don't know. 20. Maybe.
20 for 45 yards and two touchdowns. He's going to have 18 points.
No.
Mark it down. 18
okay.
Points.
18 points for Montgomery. 18
points for Montgomery. Mark
let me mark that down right now. I love marking down these
excellent
little nuggets you got here.
That's right. I got some nuggets.
On your second line.
You know what?
That being said, Mike, I'm taking the Mighty Heroes to win their fifth cup.
There's
third
one
for the thumb. This would put the Heroes.
There's no loser in
the
this
most
match.
Successful team in the BCFL history of five champions. This would put them above.
Above Vince? They put them above Vince. Vince is the only other one with four championships. So
you're right. You're right.
This is it.
This is it. I think this. I hate. You can't like I said earlier, you can't argue with success.
They can't argue with success.
Somehow, Morgani, even if they did lose, somehow you'd have to get you have to give Carter and Morgani credit. Somehow they find a way to get back in this game. I don't get the chemistry there. I don't understand how it's done, but yet they're here every other year, it seems. And I'm picking them. It's kind of like they've become the Patriots. Anyway, well, Mike, is there any more you want to talk about? I want to I want to wish Steve and Mike, Steve Morgani and Sean Carter really good luck on and enjoy this weekend, and hopefully
there are no losers, because
there's really not. Well, there's
they're both great.
Speaking for the championship loser last year, there is definitely
a loser,
and I hate to say this, but there's nothing worse. It's kind of like being the vice president of the United States. There's no worse position in the world than being the championship loser of the BCFL. It's worse than picking,
that's right up there. That's
it's worse
right.
than picking first. It's worse than picking 10th. It's worse than it is by far the worst position that you ever find yourself in.
I've been there.
Because
I understand. I've been there.
Yeah, you
not
have.
Recently, but I've been
I was gonna
there.
Say it's still fresh in my memory.
I'm looking forward to just enjoying the games and watching what happens.
Yeah, me too. It's a great matchup.
I was going to, see if the B team wanted to watch the game, and then I thought, it might get violent or something, so I don't want to,
Yeah, yeah.
It might just be best to...
Well, he's hopefully next week we can get maybe one of the hearts on here and maybe Morgani can drive up from half mile down the road to Sioux Party Productions studio.
That might be. Yeah.
That'd be nice to have one of the other team, or maybe both of them can come here and, you know.
Well, you know Jerry won't be here, so there's plenty of openings.
I hope. Jerry's got an open seat here whenever he wants to come. I hope he comes back. I'd love to hear his. I would have loved to have heard his take on this game.
For only three games, we fucking rolled this, what, an hour and 20 minutes or some shit? An hour and a half?
Oh, yeah.
This fucker's been going.
Anyway, yeah. Holy shit, you're on your third line set.
Yeah.
Dude, you shouldn't be drinking. Dude, you realize what's. Let's pack a punch, dude.
I feel it.
Yeah, now, you know. Let's get back to how
you
get an Uber home because
I'm gonna carpool home.
When you told me that I took,
I'm gonna carpool.
Okay, because that's what I did when you know.
Yeah, that's what we do. We're responsible.
All right,
responsible carpoolers.
Well, Mike, I think we've covered it all.
We and then some.
And then some.
Thank you for listening to our jabber. And
yes.
The
and,
five of you that are still out there.
No, I think there's a lot more than that.
It's at least seven.
Yeah, seven at the most. But we're not going to give up our dream of maybe having this as our future
right.
occupation. Mike, I want to thank Lionshead.
Come on, FanDuel.
I want to thank Lionshead.
Oh, me too.
Week 16.
After that first one, these Lions head are
these
lions.
These deluxe India Pale Ale at
9%. Double India.
9%.
Unless you can't.
I mean, these things just pack a punch, Mike.
Woo!
And it's New Year's Eve, and maybe we started a little too early.
Well, that's
but
it's like having six beers and three.
I want to also say Happy New Year to you, my co-host.
Amen, buddy.
And we will meet again next week for our final podcast of 2021 season, and we'll wrap it all up. Maybe we'll talk about keepers a little bit.
We'll have to do that.
Yeah, and we'll obviously go over the championship game, and we'll hopefully we'll have maybe one of the
champions
participants, like our champion came. Our champion came last year. Let's hope we continue that tradition. That being said, 1998 champion, Mike Minnick, do you have any final words?
No, Troy. I just sad to see another season come to an end, but I'm happy for the two teams that are in it.
It's a bittersweet thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, these things come around, you wait for it, and it's the best 17 weeks of my year.
Well, don't make me cry.
So, my name is Troy Keener. I'm the commissioner of the BCFL, and I want to say Happy New Year, everybody. Stay safe out there, and don't be drinking and driving.
get
an Uber no matter how far away you are from Warnersville, or, I mean, wherever you're going home.
Whoa.
And, next time we speak, we will have a new BCFL champion.
Wow.
And I want to thank the Lions Head once again. Congratulations to
Hi, Vinny.
Ed and Joel for having a great season. And we'll talk again next week. Good night. Good evening.
Good night.